Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche inviting you to join us here at the Muroc Army Airfield, Muroc, California. Our guest this evening is Mr. Edward Everett Horton. And our regular group is, of course, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Effie Klinker, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
Michi?
I say, chaps, Edward Everett Horton's outside and he wants to see Bergen.
Yeah, well, he's hiding. He ain't seeing anyone today.
Where is he? Where is he?
Well, Mr. Horton. Yes.
There you are, Mr. Bergen. Oh, you miserable, contemptible. My word, how you've shrunk.
Yeah. I haven't shrunk. I'm the small, extravagant size. I'm McCarthy.
Yeah, so you are, of course. Yes. But where is this Bergen?
Well, he's gone. He's vanished. He's disappeared from the face of the earth.
Oh, well, in that case, of course, there's no... Disappeared from the face of the earth? That's impossible.
Have you ever been to Muroc?
Well, now, just a moment, Horton, just a moment. What has Bergen done?
Oh, nothing at all. Just drove his car over my lawn, made wedges in my hedges, and completely wrecked my fountain. I'll sue the man. He's a menace to society.
Since when are you society?
Please, no prattle. I'll find Bergen no matter what happens.
Yeah, well, something very pleasant is what happens right now, and that is a song by Joan Merrill.
Gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's the fella that I adore. When he's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, he'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, he'll hold my heart again forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that guy. I'm gonna kiss that guy. I'm gonna love that guy like I've never been loved before.
Oh, that was very, very lovely, Joan. Say, Charlie, I hear that Horton's been trying to have a man serve Bergen a subpoena.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I bet that girl upset, huh?
Oh, I just love the whole thing. Yeah, he's tearing his hair, Bergen. Figuratively speaking of both.
Oh, Charlie, yeah. Is the coast clear?
Oh, there you are, Bergen. Yes. What are you whistling like that for? You can't have laryngitis, because I sound all right.
Hello, Edgar. Have you seen anything of Edward Everett Horton?
Oh, yes. So you know, too, do you?
Yes.
I know he's very angry with me for smashing his fountain statue.
Horton is snorting.
Well, you see, he posed for the statue himself. It's called the Pipes of Pan.
Oh, is that so? Well, did Horton pose for the pipes or the pan?
Well, I never thought he'd put that persistent subpoena server on my trail.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Yes.
I bet you hate that fellow, that short fellow with the long paper.
No, not personally. He's only performing his duty. After all, it's not a pleasant job standing around there day and night.
No, that's true. And, you know, I just thought of that, too, and that's why I did what I did.
What do you mean?
Well, I rented him your woodshed to live in.
Oh, I see. Well, that's fine.
I thought you'd like it.
Yes. I suppose the next thing I know, you'll be running to the grocery store and buying food for him.
No. So far, he's been satisfied with the stuff in your icebox.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. Fine.
Yes.
I can't understand you, Charlie. Why you help him instead of me?
Well, for one thing, he's got connections. Oh, I see. He can get pre-war chewing gum.
Oh, I see. Well, it's clear you didn't give any thought to my position in this matter.
Yes, I did, Mr. Bergen. Only this morning, I talked it over with him.
Well.
And now he's gone away.
Well, now that's fine. Now you're really being helpful.
Yes. Of course, somebody else will probably serve you just the same. You know, a fella gets $2 for serving a summons.
Yes, I know that.
Yes. Oh, you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as you say, you can't hate a fella for earning an honest dollar or two.
No, that's right. No, of course not.
No. Well, I'm awfully glad you feel that way about it, Bergen. By the way, Bergen, how does a fella serve a summons?
Well, why should that interest you?
Oh, it's just nice to know those things. Let's say I'm serving you a summons, let's say.
You serving me?
No, I'm just let's saying.
I see, yes.
How would I go about it, let's say?
Well, first you'd make sure that I was the proper party.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't sure, you'd say to me, are you Edgar Bergen?
That is the $2 question?
Yes. Then as soon as you're sure that I'm the right person, you'd stand there, you'd just hand me the summons.
I would.
Yes.
It's as easy as that.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes?
You remember you've been asking me for a long time to get a job in my spare hours?
Yes, Charlie?
Well, I've got one.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. Fine. What kind of job have you, Charlie?
Well, it's sort of delivering papers.
Delivering papers, yes. Well, that's fine. I'm proud of you.
Yes. And you're my first customer.
I see.
May I present you with this legal Valentine?
Yes. Wait a minute, Charlie. Now, what is this?
This is a summons, Bergen.
A summons? Well. Why, Charlie, to think that you would take advantage of our friendship. Whatever made you do a thing like this?
$2, pal.
$2. Yeah. So money is more important to you than our friendship?
Well, it's not more important, Bergen. It's just more negotiable, that's it.
And after all I've done for you, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, I am. I shall probably hate myself in the morning. I'm just a cad, I know. Just a cad. But a cad with $2.
Oh, yeah. And to think that I've trusted you as a friend. And I even told you how to serve a subpoena.
Yes. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. Mr. Bergen.
Yes, Charlie?
You're an awful sap.
Lovely Joan Merrill and the Song of Love, a very tender song that millions of men and women all over the world will think of as their song. Don't ever change.
Don't ever change. Don't lose the love light in your eyes. Make sure the flame, dear, never dies while we're apart. Don't ever change. The lyric was song of love. Don't let the moonlight up above bring you a change of heart. When storm clouds are far behind you and the sun is back in the sky, my darling, I want to find you as I left you when we kissed goodbye. Don't rearrange this little dream I'm clinging to. Stay the way I remember you. And don't ever change. When storm clouds are far behind you and the sun is back in the sky, my darling, I want to find you as I left you when we kissed goodbye. Don't rearrange this little dream I'm clinging to. Stay the way I remember you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. There's one thing that you can be sure of, young man. I'm going to get even with you for what you've done.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you are. I knew I'd catch you if I waited around here.
You mean me, Mr. Horton?
Yes, I mean you, you fountain breaker-upper. Oh, you'll pay for this.
You want damages?
I have plenty of damages. I want repairs. My water bill is so high, it makes me seasick.
Yeah. Well, honestly, Eddie, I didn't mean to run into your statue.
No, he thought it was a pedestrian.
Oh, you got it.
Say, do you people... Oh, there you are, Mr. Horse Sands. Where? Oh, hello, Charlie. How's everything?
Well, if it isn't Amici Gazzola. What brings you here?
I'm just around looking for Mr. Horse Sands here.
Yeah?
I just to fix his founder.
Who is this person?
Listen to me make a joke. You know me. I'm a Gazzola, the plumber. You hire me for fix of the foundry. She's okie-dokie now. She no squirt no more. Got a little cheapy bill here. Let's see. It comes at this vintage. It's $25 and 7 to 12 cents.
Well, I refuse to pay it. Mr. Bergen broke that fountain, and I intend to make him pay for it.
Oh, you're going to pay me, eh, Mr. Bergen, sir?
Well, it's not my fault. You see, I ran into the fountain to avoid hitting a milk wagon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know the old saying, he who breaks the pipe is got to pay the piper.
Yeah, that's true. Well, boys, you can laugh this out in court because that's where I'm going to take it.
Oh. Oh, well, now, look, my boy, if that's the way you feel about this thing, well, you don't have to go no place. I know all about the law.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You mean you've had actual experience at the bar?
Well, sure. My brother Giuseppe was a bartender.
Yeah.
Well, where does the law come in?
Well, the law, she coming in once a month and close him up.
Yeah. I refuse to recognize that.
Oh, so that's how she is, huh? Well, then, how about you crack organizer this bill here for $25 and a 7 to 12 cents?
Eddie, as long as we owe him the money, I'm willing to stand by his decision. Let him be the judge and we'll hold a kangaroo court.
Yeah, Bergen has the pouch for it. All right.
Now I should have somebody represent me.
Yeah, I'll be your lawyer.
No, thank you.
I got you into this thing, Bergen. I'll get you out of it.
Well, that's all very well, but how about me? Oh, I see what you're up to. You're trying to gang up on me.
Oh, no.
Who is going to represent me?
I say, old chap, look here. I shall be glad to represent you. I'm a barrister, you know.
Oh, are you? Are you really? You know, as a boy, I used to slide down barristers.
No. No, he doesn't mean that.
No, don't tell me. What? I know.
He means...
Don't tell me what he means. I know what he means.
He didn't...
Yeah, I know what he said.
What he said?
You're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
What did I tell you?
Yes.
You have a sheepskin?
No, I'm just naturally pale, you know.
I am not interested in your complexion. Have you practiced law?
Oh, yes, rather, yes. Oh, yes, I was with the firm of Blackstone, Whitestone, Gallstone, and Pebble.
You ought to be able to give me a rock bottom prize.
That's not
I
bad.
Have a ready wit. You yes, know, yes, I said a ready wit. Yes, ready, I say. It's ready.
Court the conjourned. Court the conjourned. Let's have the order. In a different words, shut up. Post the case is Horse Sands of Rizzes of Burger.
I object.
So soon?
Yeah. We want top billing.
Okie dokie. Bergen's suing Horse Sands.
Yeah. I object.
Why do you object?
Well, you're standing on my feet, old boy.
Oh, is that what that is? Way over to here.
Do you solemnly swear to spill the truth of the whole truth? And what's going on here?
I swear.
Watch your talk.
Yeah. Get a load of Horton's face, Judge. Did you ever see a man look guiltier? Except maybe yourself.
I think you're right. Hey, shut up in the court, you. Please, let's get to going. Spit your case.
Well, you see, it's this way, Your Honor. The plaintiff, hereinafter known as the party of the first part, and the defendant known as the party of the second part, hit the part of the first party's partway, partly taking the first party's part apart.
Would you mind parting that in the middle, or...
Well, what do you got to say for yourself, Mr. Horse Sands?
Well, Your Honor, when someone damages my fountain and ruins my flower garden, you can't blame me for being upset. Mm. After all, I'm only human.
Careful what you say, old boy. You're under oath.
Your Honor, you see, I am a man who is happiest when surrounded by flowers.
That can be arranged, too.
No. Judge. Judge, did you ever have a begonia with pneumonia?
No, I was an orphan.
How fortunate for your parents.
Well, thank you, thank you. You mean to say that this Borgens did all of this to your place?
Yes, and I don't mind saying that hanging is too good for him.
I object. Nothing is too good for my client. That's telling him, ain't it, Bergen?
Your Honor... I'd like to call another witness at this point. Miss Joan Merrill, please take the stand.
I object. This witness wasn't even near the scene.
Hey, keep her still, will you? Keep her still. Who cares when she's so pretty, huh? So, younger lady, what's your preoccupation?
Well, Judgey, I'm a singer.
Oh, it's a nice. I love singers. You know, I sing pretty good to myself. I like spaghetti and one meatball.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. Oh, I should care. I should let it upset me. I should care. But it doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do.
A very nice, very, very nice. Well, court, the writ can adjourn. Writ chest is over. Writ chest over.
Now we're going to hear from the defendant.
Yeah. That's you, Bergen. Take the stand. Yeah.
Mr. Bergens, you solemnly swear to tell her the truth, the whole truth, and what do you like in the fifth at San Benito, huh?
I promise to tell the truth.
In that case, we're licked.
Did you run a huge jalopy across to this yard in the break of Mr. Horsen's fountain?
Your Honor, it was all a pack of lies, wasn't it, Bergen?
Yes, it was, Charlie.
That convinces me. Defense rest.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. I see what you're up to.
Huh?
There'll be none of your shenanigans.
Hey, you, take your chairs and know your turn.
Word, really, I could get better justice in a badminton court.
She's a closer today.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him why he drove up on my lawn? Why? That's all I ask. Why? There was a sign there saying keep off the grass. Couldn't you read?
Yeah, but he couldn't stop.
Now, wait. No. Well, I'll tell you why I drove on your lawn. I did it to avoid hitting a horse-drawn milk wagon. He turned right in front of me.
Well, there you are, you see. Did the horse hold out its hoof?
Well, no, it didn't.
Well, there you are. Sue the horse. Get the horse.
Wait a minute. Hey, Charlie, wait a minute. We can't the blame of the horse. We got to blame of the man who drives him.
Yeah, that's right, Judge. I think the milkman was pasteurized.
Oh. You're going to say, well, now, you got anybody who's going to prove of this thing here?
I was there, Your Honor.
Well, Lefty Clinker.
Effie, will you take the stand?
Well, I should go home first.
You should go home first. What for?
Put on a shorter skirt.
Yes. Now, Effie, lady, how about a little bit of testimony?
Oh, Judgey, how about a little matrimony? Woo!
Do you mean to say that you were on the street when the accident happened?
I was riding with the milkman, huh?
You were on the wagon, so to speak. Have you had many grade-A romances like that?
Have I? Look at the notches in my parasol handle. Oh.
Now, tell me, did you see the accident?
I was there, Judgey. I was there.
Did you look good?
I did to the milkman.
Your Honor, really, I think our testimony should be stricken out because look at her. That's all. Just look at her. She's obviously under the influence of buttermilk.
Oh.
Your Honor, I have nothing more to say. The defense rests.
I think it's a good idea. I'm going to take a nap of myself.
Oh, but wait. Here. What about the case? What about the damages?
Oh, that's just one of those things that you can't be helped. Didn't it cost you nothing, did it, Mr. Buggins?
No, the insurance company repaired my car. And it didn't cost you anything, did it, Horton?
Well, no. The plumber repaired my fountain.
So, there you are. What's all of the argument from? Let's shake hands and be friends, huh?
What do you say, huh?
Well, I don't know.
What do you say?
Well, I believe he's right, of course.
Yeah, sure.
It's just silly of us to quibble, isn't it? Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Horsen.
Goodbye.
So long, Charlie. Hey, wait a minute. I'm with the plumber. Who's going to pay me the $25.72?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.